SBS Radio.
Nangako ang mga pangunahing partido ng malalaking pondo sa kalusugan bago ang federal na eleksyon. Ngunit, natugunan ba nila ang mga issue na mahalaga sa mga Australiano? Tinanong ng SBS News ang mga botante sa banks kung ano ang nais nilang pagtuunan ng pansin ng susunod na gobyerno ng Australia. Narito sa ulat ni Julia Calixto at Samantha Benyak-Brooks na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ligtas na upuan para sa labor ang banks sa loob ng 40 taon. Ngunit ito ay nagbago noong 2013 nang ang upuan ay napanalunan ng kandidatong liberal na ngayon ay ministro ng migrasyon na si David Coleman. Ang upuan ay binubuo ng magkaibang kultura na hinahawakan ng Liberal National Coalition sa margin na 1 punto o 4%. Halos 44% ng mga botante sa banks ay ipinanganak sa ibang bansa. At sa pagkakaibang ito, ay mayroon ding iba't ibang mga botante. Nakapanayam ng SBS News ang ilan sa mga boboto sa banks sa susunod na federal na eleksyon at sila ay tinanong kung ano ang mga polisiya sa kalusugan ang mahalaga sa kanila.
Australia is one of the most lucky countries in the world where people can access free healthcare. Having said that, there's some issues that we need to address. And also trying to find ways to speed up the waiting list process because the longer the waiting list, the more serious and the more detrimental to the patients who are waiting on that list.
Si Raymond ay isang university student na nagtatrabaho ng part-time at voluntaryo para sa isang organisasyon ng pangkaisipang kalusugan. Nakatira siya kasama ang pamilya na orinal na mula sa Hong Kong. Sinabi niya na nais niyang makita ang mga polisang nagtatalakay tungkol sa kalusugan ng kaisipan.
In certain cultures, there's a stigma to mental health illnesses which discourages people from that particular background or culture to seek help for mental health. Therefore, what I believe, one of the most important things to do is to help address the cultural stigma behind that mental health. And for the government, I think that could be liaising and working with community leaders to try change the cultural perspective on mental health.
Si Julian na nakatira sa suburb ng Otley sa Banks ay sang-ayon dito.
Two big issues that would face us would be one, cancer, and that's a worldwide issue, and two, mental health.
Bilang isang swing voter, sinabi ni Julian, nais niyang makita ang mas maraming pagtulong para sa sektor ng matandang pag-aalaga.
We know that at the age of 74, we're certainly not immortal, and within the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to note a substantial difference. I mean, we all watch the TV and watch old people being bashed up, and we say that's dreadful, which of course it is. And I would certainly not like that to happen to me. My mother went through something like that, but that was overseas.
Si Puli naman ay isang financial advisor na may batang pamilya. Sila ay lumipat mula China patungo Australia nang siya ay estudyante pa lamang. Bahagi si Pauline ng pinakamalaking komunidad ng mga ipinanganak sa ibang bansa, mula sa China na bumubuo sa 11% ng electorate. Ito ay sinundan ng mga migrante mula Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam at New Zealand. Sinabi din niya, nais niya na ang kanyang mga matandang magulang ay maka-access sa sistema ng pangangalagang kalusugan.
I mean, for me, I'm the only child in a family. If I leave my parents behind in China, I wouldn't be able to do that. So having them here, that make me feel tremendously better. And also they can help me with children, you know, sometimes when we're at work and they can help me to pick up the kids. So they help me out. So having the parents here and they can have access to the medical benefits, and I think that's a great thing.
Si Grant naman ay kasal. May dalawang anak at nagtatrabaho ng full-time bilang industrial engineer. Simula noon ay nakatira na siya sa banks. Iniisip niya kung ang preventative care ay magandang puhunan para sa gobyerno.
I think that specialist care is important, and especially if it will eventually save money by having early intervention. I'm quite happy with the way that Australian healthcare is at the moment. Australia's aging population needs to be looked after, and I think that the government needs to have good policies and spend a little bit more money to make sure that everything is done properly.
Ngunit si Bennett na nagtatrabaho para sa isang malaking pinansyal na institusyon ay may abala tungkol sa tumatandang populasyon ng Australia. Tanong niya kung paano ipagpapatuloy ng mga partido ang pagpondo dito.
Life expectancy has increased, so it's like, well, how do you sort of support that? Where, like, in terms of like sort of our generation, it's like, you know, where is our tax money going to go? Because you have a lot more people who are going to retire, and it's just like, well, how are you going to sustain that? But I think that starts with like where are you putting so much money, like these big bucks in infrastructure to support that.
Ang mag-ina namang sina Julia at Alex ay matagal nang nakatira sa banks. Sinabi ni Julia, ang pag-aalaga sa mga matatanda at mga polisiya ng migrasyon ay mahalaga sa kanyang desisyon ngayong eleksyon.
Well, aged care is important, obviously, you know, caring for my mom. She's lucky enough that she can stay at home and have carers come in, and I'm just nearby. But there's so many people who can't live at home, who don't have the family support, who will end up in an aged care facility. And as has recently been revealed, the standards are very, very low.
Unang beses ng anak ni Julia na si Alex na bumoto sa federal na eleksyon. Isa pang batang botante ang 22 taong gulang na si Sarah. Sabi niya, siya ay nababahala sa pangkalahatang gastos ng pangangalagang kalusugan.
It's really hard to find somebody who bulk bills, and if they do, they're not your regular doctor, they don't really understand your issues or why you're obviously visiting them. So I go to the same doctor who bulk bills, but for me I need to book like 4 weeks in advance, and if I'm sick that's really difficult, and then I have to go to another healthcare professional, and then they are not so keen to prescribe me similar medication. So I think we need to go back to potentially making everyone bulk billed or 50%.
Si Natalia naman mula sa dating Soviet Union ay lumipat sa Australia kasama ang pamilya nang siya ay 16 na taong gulang. Sangayon siya kay Sarah dito na mahirap humanap ng doktor na nagba-bulk bill.
If you're lucky enough that you have had a doctor for many, many years and he's still bulk billing, consider yourself very lucky.
Sa eleksyon, nais niyang makita ang mas maraming polisiya na nakakatulong sa oras ng paghihintay ng pangangalagang kalusugan. Nababahala siyang ang paghihintay ay nagkakaroon ng masamang epekto sa ekonomiya ng Australia.
People need access to health, and a lot of times that has a crucial point where having taken care of their health, they then have an ability to get their feedback on the ground and get jobs. At the moment, I know one particular gentleman who is waiting for his legs to be operated on because he can't stand for prolonged periods of time. He's really keen to get a job, but because he's waiting for public system, he said at least another 3 months.
Ang dating clinical nurse na si Hardeep na lumipat mula United Kingdom pamutang Australia taong 1984 ay naniniwalang ang mababang staffing level sa ospital ay may malaking papel sa issue.
Poor patients, you know, if they don't have the relatives and to go and feed them and help them. Nurses do help, there is no doubt about it, you know, they're great. Everything is great. Just we need more staff in the hospitals and the nursing homes to save people's life and give a good care, standard of care to them.
Ang electorate ay isang tahanan din sa maraming mga tao na ang mga magulang ay isinilang sa Lebanon, Greece at ibang bahagi ng Europa. Dumating ang mag-asawang Italian-Austrian na sina Isabel at Engelbert sa Australia mula Europa noong 1960. Plano lamang ng mag-asawa na tumira sa bansa ng ilang taon. 50 taon ang nakalipas, masaya silang naninirahan sa Australia. Masaya din sila sa sistema ng pangangalagang kalusugan ng bansa.
My time is mostly babysitting with my grandchildren. And
now.
I go to Tai Chi in the morning.
I'm now 76, I'm still going to work.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
You know? I feel fine, I feel healthy and everything, so.
Ikaw, ano ba ang tingin mo sa politika ng Australia? Ibahagi ang opinion sa pamamagitan ng pagpapadala ng video sa australiastreet@sbs.com.au kasama iyong pangalan at electorate. Ipapost ang mapipiling video sa website ng SBS.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.